We are starting back up, and we are in. We see our little thing. So now, you know, we got to, you know. Right. So we are basically our creators, this, you know, team kind of our blood. So everybody was being into it.
You bills, you mentally.
That really, much. That's so not true. Exactly. So my first experience is that too, but was that I had an uncle that is diagnosed with schizophrenia, and he would walk around, and we didn't understand. He walk into the walls and stuff, and think that the and would be at. Uncle Abel, who you talking to? Who, Uncle Abel, that's his name, Uncle Abel. Who you talking to? You know, he would continue to talk to him. And me being little, that was, you know, that's all that you talk to. So, you know,
talk to the wall?
I started talking to the walls too.
Oh.
You know, honestly, is not there is good thing because, you know, you have a good conversation with that person because they don't just say, they just talk. I mean, you just talking. And so I did for that. So that first one person is with illness, and he's still alive to this day. And I'm his, he calls me, you know, he's so scary.
That's people use names.
Shut up. I was scary when I was little. And it was little fun stuff like that. And anytime I saw him, I used to run people. And so where I got the name Monkey. That was experience with.
No comment. No comment.
So you guys.
I didn't know I had an auntie that we got locked up in a room. We let come out. Not in the room. Locked her up in a room. So I learned how to deal with, you know, I know some people, you know, some other cousins and things that, we look, you don't hurt.
You only see them on the holiday.
Yeah, why you got that little bit jacket on?
And why you scratching so much?
Why you sit there?
Why you sweating this 30 degrees?
Why my mama keep telling you to shut up? I have several of those people in my family. So, mental health runs through my family, yes, I know. So I've done all 21 years of my life. Thank you.
21? Okay.
So. I was a beauty kid, and I use humor as a way to get as because like using humor, comedy was my thing. So I didn't focus on what I didn't have. I focused on what I could give.
Okay.
And a lot of times, I think in Black families, that brings our experience from is because of pain.
Mm-hmm.
We learn how to adjust to it and use a weapon for us
right.
instead of a weapon used against us.
Yeah.
So I tell people all the time, some problems in America is angry is something practiced. And you get a little kid and you throw a temper, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your parents uh-huh. come and they hold you and they say, oh, little
kid.
I mean, that is.
Don't do
that.
I'm a little sensitive to the
Ishas. But when we're kids, we continue to do it over and over until you become an adult. You clinically be crazy because you're practicing and actually you're the kid. You change your emotions based on what you think. When you come on, you do it. I'm married, so easy and low. And you don't go to this
place. Necessarily true. Not in our Black community. I mean, she was a victim of a sport back I can remember, and that was like four. Maybe I had to see on and I school and smile like it was okay. But you know, I think Tanisha said it was that, you know, don't talk about at the house and you're approach to this, you know, this facade of everything is okay when everything is not okay. He said if you don't know that you're doing that, you know, that same thing and that they call crazy. But
okay.
I think for us, you know, and it's just me and people don't think that we see from generation to generation and from generation to generation that when something comes outside of YouTube, it's foreign to us and we can't necessarily, you know, take it easy. And so when it's something with the anger and the hurt and the pain that we're used to, and we use a lot of, you know, what's not going on, we don't talk home to feelings.
So if let's take it and turn into a relationship. Let's exclude family members and
I knew she was going back to relationship.
Because every day, whether it's your friends, your family, or your co-workers. Partners. Yeah. So let's deal on religion. People do not practice, practice trying to make your world as bad as theirs. Because everybody ain't crazy. Everybody ain't mentally ill. It's hard to say every situation. Because we do. And if we don't, what do we do? We tear things, do things. Let's do that. Exactly.
But that's not mental illness. That's just manipulation. There is nowhere in the DM4 they're in there that is a manipulation.
I know y'all got papers and shit.
So
regular ass motherfucker. To me, if you cough like this, man, you crazy as hell.
They just crazy.
Yeah, because you see things. And remember, we said you continue doing the same thing. No. People change over and over in every different relationship and experience.
Yeah, for me.
As fuck.
I know for me,
that's Derek.
I know that's a thing. People
protect your peace, baby. If I don't protect myself.
That's true. Yeah. And I guess we do take because the crazy people will try to pull you into their crazy.
Yeah. Now, make you crazy. Or you that crazy.
Drink Kool-Aid.
Right.
This guy's trying to.
And we don't need a crazy. Somebody can say that.
At least they should have sense with ill or united.
Yeah.
Geminis, they assholes.
Whichever one we put accordingly.
I'm positive we should do it.
But I think for a long time that within, with a realm of because I don't have, with other people for nurturing from my mom and not having my dad there. So I think searched and place people where they didn't.
From both sides.
And I think people know I didn't have an understanding of growing. I even dropped about as recently as 6 years ago, me understanding my worth. it varied in a lot of different situations for me to understand that, hey, that happened, you're not, hey, change it, you can't fix it, either improve your present and your future, or you can just live in it. And a lot of times, I myself was streamed, getting up and, I would go to work, go to my home, fix dinner, because I was married at the time, it was just like nothing. I was just hollow on the inside, and it took a long time for me to understand that, hey, it's something. So when you're introduced to pain and hurt and disappointment, early age, it starts to eat at you like a cancer. Like if you don't get it, then it's gonna eat at you. So I would do out there that do have times where feel they're there or they don't think nobody's understanding what they're doing. Then talk somebody, out to somebody, because I guarantee you're not the only. Now. You gotta be selective of who you talk to. But there are
reasons. They always tell about people and resources. I believe you have generally good friends around you. A lot of things to be therapists and paid for people to shrink mind. But they really loved us. Grandmamas, they need to hear the truth. The problem today, people don't want to hear the truth. People want to believe a lie.
Well, that's what you're even. So you, I mean, I'm not saying I can't be that fool, but they're biased. I know I'm biased. To me, tell them, I'm going to tell them the truth. Don't get it twisted. But at the same time, I want to know deep in a world that could, but it ain't. So, I believe they need something outside of, what you would. Well, you gotta tell you what's best.
I'll give you that. Right. I'll give you wow. My kid, I had when younger, growing up, and even as an adult, I expressed things through anger, through hollering and talking loud. And it wasn't until my kid turned 16, I always used to tell my son, if you have a problem, let me know, but be respectful about it, okay? Mm-hmm. And so I remember one day I got mad at him about something, and I'm at you're a child, I'm an adult, you're going to listen to me. And my kid told me, he said, look, Pops, I don't mind you talking to me, but then talk about it. And I didn't have to go to a shrink to learn to change my attitude, because my kid comes to me and said, look, I'm going to be real with you. You're a shitty-ass dude when it comes to communication. And when I learned from my own children how shitty I was at communicating, I was like, I'm going to just love my kids, because I know they wouldn't tell me this if they didn't love me. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's hard to hear people. Hear them, we don't. And I had to learn to listen to my children's shitty ass when it come down to it. Conversations that require you to start it. Yeah, so when I heard my kid, who I have, tells me that's up, learn that, hey, I don't want to make him feel like he can't talk to me. I want to feel like and I want to say, I was able to accept my challenge. But I've been the person who will only accept challenge, because people that are depressed also are smart mentally,
right?
And I have people around
you. True.
I don't like it. I like the challenge. I can tell you,
yeah,
I don't want you to make me feel good.
But for me, as my sister and stuff, they come in. We were churchy, and we become 18. You're churchy, even when you're 30, you're churchy. And when you go to them, or you want to talk to someone, and you first talk to your parents, and the things you pray about it. At that time, I understand. I understand. Is my I got all the
shit.
No, I'm gonna
shut the hell up, because I've been waiting on this conversation.
No, but at the end of the day, listen to me. I might just want to vent. I might just want to get. Lord, I be listening, because he's got me on call waking.
Well, I'm gonna be a little devil right
and
now.
And he don't listen to me.
Hold on, I'm talking to her right now.
Yeah, but I do. Tanisha, and y'all set around friends that you can actually talk to, because there's the things I'm about. If you know them, I can't talk to them.
We got a question about
that. Yeah, that's my sister.
Sometimes you gotta take
it. You surround yourself with good friends. And like, we found out that I might not tell Tanisha, or not tell Mr. But I just want that different kind of point of view from everybody that I'm surrounded with.
Right.
Now, when I say take it directly to them, and don't bite your tongue. A lot of times we bite our tongue. Okay, hold on. That's bullshit true. That we ain't got no business holding on to. Somebody else junking.
It's true. That's true.
So, another question I think we need a little bit. What role does, and listen to the question.
My eyes bad, sir.
Domestic violence.
Hey, Mary.
Hey, Mary. And or neglect play and health of our people.
Oh, it plays a major role.
Do tell.
Well,
Do tell me.
Okay. You know, because your story is the same. I have a pleasure of working with them. Always
work with the have not.
So my eyes were wide open because here I am. I come from a two-level environment, like not here still. But hey, like, honey, here. So I started going on Northside Huntsville for years. Okay, I was with kids of all ethnicities. Mm-hmm. Before long, money came by ethnic. No, it cannot, but it does. I forget you when I'm getting started. I know I can't remember it all. You know, was able to take every day. Let's do that. That lived in a local fight. And I'm there. The door was unlocked, which is, you know, that normal early. And so they told me to go home. And I knew something right. So, you come in for the month here. Can I get fit from here? I hope you were there. As he opened the door, there was no insight. So now in that situation, I went to our after the plane. This one was me to discuss. I cried. Things we take for granted. Oh, yeah. The ability to be able to swipe a credit or debit card. Don't have anything other than the food that they receive at school.
Right.
And I used to try to tell teachers that, oh, I need phones. Don't get me wrong, I was one of them. Here, that's what behavior they see. And a lot of times they act out. Communication skills. Mm-hmm. So this young man only was behind his he felt judged. Mm-hmm. He just felt judged. So poverty plays a role. Relationship cycles of grandma lives in the project. See, I just don't see that if I go in, like, give you a for free on scholarship. Mm-hmm. And I said, Michael, you have more kids that are doing that. But I said, not going home without him. And so it is, we have to be coming there because I think people saying, that child bad as hell.
Especially the stores and they running back and forth and they running that you alone.
Man, I'm going to share something with y'all real quick. I'm going to share something with y'all quick. I grew up who have the money to take up because of their lawly duties to take care of their children. I was deemed a bad kid, the black sheep of the family. I remember when I was 16 years old, they had a man asking shit about cars. I knew they were trying to get them too. I knew what they were trying to do. I was like, let him hide with on his because I knew what you knew you were trying to make me like, I'm crazy. I wasn't crazy, smart, but I went my way because there was nobody in control of me but me, and I knew not my father. So I got a friend of myself. I went and created an elaborate lie. I remember a kid, probably, you know, 3 years my dad's a doctor, my mom. My mother, I did a presentation when it came to school. Mm-hmm. And so we have three things in their heads that are not, they're pointed with the
lawyer. It's a defense.
I tear the shit out of somebody. I didn't give a damn. I didn't understand it, and I knew that at that time I was surviving on my own.
I hope this thing is out of anybody, right. What you've done to anybody.
He said, get on your own. When I did stuff as a kid, for all the kids, get out of my own.
Did you fit that out? He ain't trying to lay low on
nothing. If you have any closing remarks, we're going to continue this discussion. We may not hear for this month. Our theory for love, but I just wanted to say that if you guys are having issues or need to talk to someone, there's help out there. Like Derek says, talk to someone. You got friends, professionals, such as mental health, they call and there are some other ones out there, ARS, in school and college. Free to at your ad, and feel free to go see Miss Chief. A lot of help out there, you guys. You don't have to face anything alone. And for people, don't be afraid to say that you're not okay. It's okay to not be okay.
I ain't okay. I'm retarded. Don't be tired. You got to work in the morning and shit. I don't want to hear all that.
He clearly needs one or two.
No, he's wrong.
Why they playing? They gonna have to call.
That's a lie. He is that crazy. So as we wrap up, we want to thank our guest, Derek and our own Tanisha, for coming on and discussing this very serious topic. We enjoyed everyone that took us.
I do want to let you know that I will be linking where I have that you can review. Make sure that you subscribe to our We just counted. I'm
just gonna
Okay. So, subscribe. Make sure that you uplift us. Share us. We put funny to it.
Before we go on, I'm sorry. Can we
bless that? I got y'all.
Okay.
We answering them.
Okay, I ain't know. Hold it.
So,
I'm
quiet. We want to make sure that you have money. It's about finance. How to get your finances in order. It's tax time. Y'all want to spend y'all money and put your stuff like that.
Or past due bills.
Tim is looking out for it. But check us out. We put good information sources. We're giving you everything that you need to, you know, maintain life, live it more.
For the people out there, take them out and take somebody out to eat. You know, they'll take $10, $20, $15.
The presidential meal.
Give, you know, you appreciate their time and their effort working for the government.
Right.
So we can at least show Agent on road. You're wrong.
Well, thank you for talking. And
Kita.
We'll
and
D.
We got next time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.